What does it take to land at an airport with runways longer than Chicago O'Hare, longer than Los Angeles International, but where no instrument approach exists, where the only way in is by looking out the window? I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Let's get into it. Today's show is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So, Skardu Airport. If you haven't heard of it, you're not alone. It sits in the far north of Pakistan, in the Gilgit-Baltistan region, surrounded by some of the tallest mountains on Earth. We're talking peaks above 25,000 feet, the Karakoram Range. K2 is nearby. The terrain is absolutely massive, and right in the middle of this landscape. At an elevation of about 7,300 feet sits an airport with a primary runway stretching over 12,000 feet long. 12,000 feet for context. That's longer than what you'll find at many major international hubs. Atlanta's longest runway comes in just over 11,000. Dallas-Fort Worth about 13,000 on its longest, sure, but Skardu is right there in that conversation. And there's a second runway too, nearly as long. Here's what you need to know. Despite those generous runways, Skardu has no published instrument approach. None. No ILS, no RNAV, no VOR approach. Every flight in and out is conducted under visual flight rules. In 2026, with all the technology we have with GPS and satellite-based navigation and synthetic vision systems, this airport is still eyes only, and there's a very good reason for that. The approach to Skardu takes you through a river valley carved between mountain walls. The Indus River Valley, specifically, pilots flying the route from Islamabad are threading between ridgelines that tower thousands of feet above them on both sides. The valley narrows. It twists. There are points where the terrain clearance margins make a standard instrument procedure essentially impossible to design with conventional obstacle clearance criteria. You cannot guarantee the separation from granite that the International Civil Aviation Organization requires for an instrument approach when the granite is everywhere. So the crews who fly this route, primarily Pakistan International Airlines operating ATR-72s and occasionally Airbus 320s, they do it the old-fashioned way. They need to see the valley. They need to see the runway. If the weather closes in, the flight doesn't go. Cancellation rates at Skardu are notoriously high. Some estimates suggest that during certain seasons, more flights get canceled than completed. Think about what that means operationally. You're an airline captain. You've got a full cabin. You've briefed the approach. You're entering the valley and the visibility drops below what you need. You're turning around, full stop. There's no missed approach to a hold. There's no alternate procedure. You go back to Islamabad now. The runway length itself tells an interesting story. Why 12,000 feet at a regional airport serving a town of about 30,000 people? Part of the answer is military. Skardu has strategic importance for Pakistan's armed forces given its proximity to the borders with China and India. The long runways can accommodate military transports and fighters. The airport was originally built with defense in mind, and the infrastructure reflects that. But for civilian operations, that length is also useful. Remember, this airport sits at 7,300 feet elevation. Density altitude is a real factor, especially in summer when temperatures climb. A long runway gives turboprops and narrowbodies the margin they need for takeoff performance at altitude, particularly when departing with a full load. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on this one. Simple flying reported on Skardu as one of the most fascinating and intimidating airports in the world. And that's a fair description. But I want to connect this to something broader. We talk a lot in general aviation about the importance of personal minimums, about knowing when to say no, about understanding that the runway environment is only part of the equation. Skardu is a professional example of that same principle operating at the airline level. These are experienced crews, flying modern aircraft backed by dispatchers and meteorologists, and they still cancel when the weather says no. There's no ego in that decision. There's no pushing it. The mountains don't care about your schedule. For those of us flying general aviation, the lesson is the same one it's always been. Terrain and weather don't negotiate. The Karakoram won't move aside because you filed a flight plan. There's actually been ongoing discussion about whether modern navigation technology could eventually support some kind of performance-based navigation approach into Skardu. Required Navigation Performance, or RNP, approaches have opened up airports in challenging terrain before. Juneau, Alaska is a good example. Queenstown in New Zealand is another. Both use RNP authorization required procedures that allow curved GPS-guided paths through mountainous terrain. But Skardu presents challenges that go beyond what even RNP-AR has tackled so far. The valley geometry, the elevation, the weather patterns that can change within minutes. Pakistan's Civil Aviation Authority has studied the problem, But as of now, visual operations remain the only option. And honestly, some pilots who've flown it say that's appropriate. When the terrain environment is that unforgiving, the Mark I eyeball looking out the windscreen remains the final authority. One more thing worth noting. Tourism to the region has grown significantly. The Gilgit-Baltistan area draws mountaineers, trekkers, and adventure travelers from around the world. That's put pressure on improving air access. A new terminal was completed a few years ago, and there's been talk of expanding international service. But all of that growth runs into the same wall. Literally, you still need clear skies to get in. It's a reminder that in aviation, infrastructure alone doesn't solve the problem. You can pour all the concrete you want. 12,000 feet of runway means nothing if the pilot can't see the valley. Sources today from Simple Flying and ICAO terrain analysis documentation. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly smart out there.